that is going to empower us to live this righteous life, and that is going to be dependent upon our faith in the Holy Spirit. This is, for the eye that will see is so beautiful and so clear. But like we've seen with the Old Testament, those who want to see law will see law. But the dramatic change here is shifts from law to faith and from Christ to the Holy Spirit. See, this is so important to Paul. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us to live a righteous life, to be just before God in living by faith. The object is God the Holy Spirit. Principle, faith in Jesus Christ who is God resulted in eternal justification. Faith in Jesus Christ who is God, or faith in God, the member of the Godhead Jesus Christ, results in eternal justification as unbelievers. Faith in God the Holy Spirit as believers. Faith in God, this time the third member of the Godhead, results in a justified life as a believer, a righteous life. Principle. We live a righteous life by staying experientially in Christ. We live a righteous life by staying experientially in Christ, and we do this by faith in the Holy Spirit. This is how we do it. Well, I want to get into verse 5, right here we'll stop, begin at this point tomorrow night, but I do want to say this in closing. And it's just so vital. What I want to close with tonight is that each one of us are members of the body of Christ. My gift as a believer is the shepherd, is the pastor teacher. Every one of you have a gift. And mine is, puts me no higher than any of you. I have to make up my mind. You have to make up your mind. Do you believe this? I realize that I have taught this to many people who did not believe it. When push came to shove and it came right down to the fire, they didn't believe it. And each one of us have to make up our mind. Do I really believe that the Christian life is by faith or by some form of work, some form of obedience? And each one of us have to make up our mind. And I just want you to know, so that there'll be no misunderstanding, multitude of seminary teachers, even at Dallas Seminary and many other seminaries, many pastors, many Christians, unchristians, religions, denominations, disagree 100% with what I'm teaching. You and I have to make up our minds. And they will jump up and down and scream, no, it's by faith, but I have to obey, and I have to do this, and I have to do it. In fact, they won't even say that now. They're getting very bold. A lot of people, professors and seminary pastors, graduated pastors, are now writing.